things between Turkey and Greece have been better for sure. Apart from these dogfights between fighter planes, there are several issues that cause major friction between these two NATO members. First of all, the Greek defense minister last month said certain small rocks in the Aegean Sea belong to Greece, while in fact both countries lay claim on it. And there's the issue of Cyprus. The northern part of this island is occupied by the Turkish military, and talks aimed at reunification have led to nothing. And then there is that issue of the Turkish military fled to Greece asking for political asylum after the failed military coup in 2016. On that last issue, Thanos Dokos, the director of the think tank Hellenic Foundation for European and Foreign Policy in Athens, has the following explanation.
The dilemma for the Greek authorities was that if these people were sent back to Turkey, they came to Greece, they asked for asylum. If they were sent back to Turkey, a fair trial was not guaranteed. And that was at a time when the reinstatement of the death penalty was frequently discussed in Turkey at several levels, including President Erdogan. So it was impossible for the Greek justice system to send them back. It has nothing to do about their actual guilt or innocence. It was about the right of a fair trial if sent back to Turkey.
What can be done about these frictions? I asked that question to Professor Iltar Turan of Bilgi University in Istanbul, and he said that from a Turkish perspective, the following has to happen.
There would be considerable improvement if the Greeks were willing to return some of the people that were involved in the military coup to Turkey. Secondly, if they did not try to claim ownership of rocks, the ownership of which was left undetermined.
Now, these incursions, the Turkish F-16s flying for a considerable time in Greek airspace, how serious is that? Well, both sides say these happen on an almost daily basis. It's only now, because of other frictions, that they receive some attention. But Dokos told me that these incidents too stem from an unresolved problem between Ankara and Athens.
There is a specific dispute between Greece and Turkey regarding the width of the airspace in the Aegean. Greece claims a 10-mile airspace. Turkey recognizes only 6 miles. And this has been causing friction between the two countries for a long time, with those overflights, with frequent dogfights between the two sides, and a certain limited but yet a loss of life over the years by both sides. I mean, planes have gone down for various reasons as a result of those dogfights.
In the past, NATO has tried to step in, demanding Turkey to report any flights, but that did not come to anything. But overall, even though all these incidents add up, Turan thinks it won't be as bad as some analysts predict.
In terms of these tensions, both sides are quite aware that they have problems. They may engage in these little games, but that neither party is interested in carrying it to further stages.
And that was Iltar Turan from Bilgi University talking there to us from Istanbul.